2 Samuel chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, hear the word of the Lord. Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Bethlehem, Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name, the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. So they set the ark of God on a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments made of fir wood, on harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines, on sistrums, and on cymbals. And when they came to the nation's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him into the city of David. But David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And so it was, when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. So they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. Then he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both the women and the men, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." So David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord over Israel. Therefore I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor." Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. Amen. There's so much here in this great passage. As you know, we studied it last week. I went through the basics of the passage and went through the overview of what was going on. I don't intend to go through all that detailed again today. But I did think that this was a passage worth spending another week here. Last week, we particularly focused in on the presence of God. We talked about how good God's presence is, but we said it is God's presence is good if and only if you are in a right relationship with the Lord. We talked about the examples of those who God's presence came and meant a great thing for them, others who it meant cursing and wrath and judgment. And so God's presence is good for his people. But the question then is, if it's only that good presence, if and only if you have a right relationship with the Lord, we ask ourselves then, how can someone be in a right relationship with the Lord? And how is it even that someone would have access to God? Even if you're in a right relationship with the Lord, how is it that someone would have access to the Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the creator of all things, even our own lives? How is it we would have such access? Those are questions that we come when we think about God's presence. And they're questions that bring us then to the topic of a priest, of the priesthood. See, we look in the Bible and we see this notion of a priest, and the role of a priest, we can talk about many different aspects of the role of a priest, but it's especially those two. The role of a priest is to look to provide a way for someone to be in a right relationship with the Lord. And a priest's job as well is to find a way for someone to have access to God. And so we see the priest in the Bible doing that. And so we're going to be thinking today about this notion of priests, the concept of priests, in light of today's passage, and particularly in connection with David. And David's, what he does here in this passage, because frankly, as we'll see, he seems to be acting very priestly in certain ways. And so let's begin with a little background on the nature of a priest in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, we see, the primary order of priests is the Levitical priesthood. The Israelite people had 12 tribes, and one of the tribes was the tribe of Levi. And God said, particularly, I'm going to